Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves videocast. Plus, we're going to use this as a preview to ISE 2025 because I'm joined with the god of ISE, and that is Mike Blackman.
Wow, what a title.
Managing director of the show. Listen, Mike is humble, and I will tell you, He will not tell you this, but this is the truth. Mike is one of the biggest reasons why this show is so big and so successful. I'm excited to be joined with you, Mike.
Gary, thank you. You know, it's funny. I was thinking back. Our relationship goes back to day one.
It does.
ISE, yeah. And you know, you involved. I remember in 2005 in Amsterdam.
Yep.
You bringing Bob Schneider on. Well,
yep.
I introduced you to Bob Schneider.
Yeah.
And the two of you then started Rave Europe and this whole thing as well. So, wow, it goes back.
It does. It does. And let me tell you, you know, ISE's gone from a European show to the global mega show for AV. It is not a European show. It has attracted people from North America, from Australia, from Asia, from the Middle East. It is the global phenomenon. And what's unique about ISE is it has a home AV show and a commercial AV show and a UC show and a digital signage show and a live event show. And it keeps growing.
I mean, basically, we cover all aspects of professional AV solutions in both residential and commercial. It's grown because I think we do what the industry wants. But, you know, talking about global, we have attendees from more than 170 different countries. Wow. It's really, really phenomenal. And, you know, exhibitors from all over the world. I think we represent everything in AV. I hope we do. You know, we're seeing a lot more. The difference now is the growth in the software side of the business as well. We're seeing AI solutions, a lot more software companies new to the market coming in there as well. And lots of new things that are different for the show.
Yeah, and the cloud has seeped in there as well. And we have more centralized management and NDI. It's really exciting. So here's the thing. We obviously drive a lot of people to the show. We're a big fan of the show. We cover the show for those that can't come to the show. And I think we do a great job covering all the booths, right? We go to every single booth and shoot videos on all the new products. And you can see all those at raypubs.com/ISE after the show starts, unless you want to see last year's. But what we have a hard time covering, Mike, is what I want to talk about today. And that's all the events around the show that are not happening on the show floor. Like the keynote event, we write an article about it, but we can't show the whole video, obviously, because it's IP. But also you do a bunch of other special events. So if I were in your shoes, imagine I'm Mike Blackman, but I'm not the managing director. If you were yourself, but not the managing director, what would be the events that you would attend in addition to walking the show floor?
Well, I mean, let's start with the fact about all these events that go around the show. When we started ISE, one of the things I said was that we have to make it not just an exhibition, but an event. And that means a lot of things going on around, being run by other companies, by exhibitors, by the city, et cetera, et cetera. And we've achieved that here. And ISE kicks off on the weekend with projection mapping on the Casa Batlló. We started 4 years ago with them, with Rafik Anadol, then with Sofia Crespo. And this year we're introducing David Crayola, who's a digital artist. And he's going to be doing the mapping on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to go and see it, get there early. Paseo de Gracia gets packed with about 80,000 people watching that mapping event.
Including myself. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's really something. And this is we've entered into an agreement with Casa Batlló to introduce a new artist every year. And that's continuing. What else do we have? We have there's quite a lot of exhibitor events going on throughout the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are being invited by an exhibitor, talk to them, make sure they invite you to their special events. We ourselves, offsite, we organize tech tours. And this is where Barcelona has really come into itself. We struggled in Amsterdam to get enough tech tours. Here we've got so many. Casabatio, this year we've got a health installation being the San Juan de Deo Hospital. Phenomenal what they're doing, how they're using AV. We've got a couple of immersive experiences with the Alpha 5 installation, which is an interactive game playing immersive experience. We've got a TV studio visits. Go to the ISE website, www.iseurope.org. Go to the content page and you see a whole list of all the tech tours. See if there are any still available. Most get booked out pretty quickly. They're very popular.
But you also have always have amazing keynote speakers, yes, as well. I mean, that is a thing I think you have really mastered.
Yeah, we try to. I always look and get my team to, you know, work on to say, who would you listen to that's relevant for our industry? And we go through this process and come up with names. And hello,
yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, come up with names and various you know, different people. This year we've got Brian Solis. Now he's a consultant and specialist in AI, talking with companies about digital transformation. We said AI was a hot topic last year. It's still a hot topic. Everyone's still asking about it, and we felt we need to go deeper and actually, you know, the questions are: is it going to be a benefit or is it going to be a danger? Here are ways to listen and address some of those points for everybody. We've got David Caiola coming also to do a keynote, talk about how he creates his art. So those are the keynotes. We've got a whole mass of content presentations covering, you know, the verticals, as well as you can actually, so we've got a digital signage conference, we've got a smart building conference, the usual ones, but now you can actually look and say, well, actually, because the thoughts were, should we do a conference on AI? But it's ridiculous when it covers everything.
Yeah.
So, and we've got AI being covered in almost every topic. So now you can choose, if that's your specialist area, to actually choose AI in smart building, AI in digital signage, et cetera, there as well, amongst other things. What else do we have? We have a couple of big features this year. We've got the connected classroom. So working together with several manufacturers, we've created a classroom of the future to show how higher education can embrace AV. And we've created a showcase in Hall 2 to show what could be done with demonstrations, etc. And it's attracting a lot of people of interest, educational authorities, etc., coming to see that. We have the live events stage. Live events has just grown in ISE
in
the last 2 years. So we put a stage up in Hall 7 to actually show what can be done there as well. We have the outdoor stage as well to show how you can use outdoor sound, use audio outdoor. What else we got? We've got a huge esports arena, and there we
were. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Obviously, I was part of the first esports setup that Infocom did a couple of years ago, and I'm excited to see you bring it to Europe. It's different. Esports in Europe is very different. But I'm glad that you're doing this because you're a global show. And when I first thought about esports and started talking to manufacturers about it, they were like, well, you know, esports isn't that big in Europe because we don't have it as a college sports kind of thing. Yeah. But you're a global show. I mean, esports does exist in Europe, and you're serving the rest of the world too.
Not only that, but you've also got a lot of the professional teams, like FC Barcelona, have an esports team. So what you're going to have is a conference that's taking place in this arena, talking about the business angles and the business part of esports. But we're mixing that also with putting on live events in there so with professional teams. So again, a whole program there that's being curated by you know, companies who professionally produce esports events and broadcast. What else we got in there? We've got our live our Pro Audio demo area in Hall 80. 15 audio demo rooms with major manufacturers showing how they do that as well. So if you want to get into the esports, if you want to get into the pro audio demo areas, etc., and really fast track, go to the north entrance in Hall 8. Then you
won't. That's how I usually enter, because there's less people going in that direction.
You know, it's a shame that people don't discover this, but there are less people going in there. It's still picking up, but if you're going to that area, you don't have to walk through the rest of the building before you get there. So that's the other advantage. But generally, if you want to get into the middle of the show faster, I would use that entrance.
Yeah, and by the way, kudos to you for all the work and the relationship building you've done with Barcelona. We get free train service if you're part of the show, so that's nice. You don't have to worry about buying tickets to get there. It's easy to get downtown. I mean, it's
absolutely. That ticket is valid for 5 days from the day you get it. And basically, you can pick it up at the airport now. So when you land, look in the baggage area. Just where you're picking up your bags, there should be a desk, and that's where you can get your. Now, you need to print your badge beforehand to be able to do that. You need to show you're a valid ISC attendee. So before you get on the plane, print your badge, show it to them there, and you can get your ticket and jump on the metro straight away.
All right. That's that right there. That one piece of advice was worth people watching this. I can guarantee you that. Mike, again, congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing you. It's been a while since I saw you. I think InfoComm was the last time I saw you in person. Again, congratulations. A big shout out to your entire team. I appreciate the holiday card with your entire team on it that I received this year. I look forward to seeing you. And by the way, I am reading this right now. I don't know if you had a chance to read this yet. But Miku, who I was a keynote speaker at your show about 10 years ago, he came out with a new book called Quantum Supremacy. It is phenomenal. It's as good as
physics. Should we get him back?
You should get him back. I mean, I think this is even more important than physics of the future. So maybe that could be your 2026 keynote speaker, or maybe you could use them for your digital science event that you do each summer, which we will talk about a little bit later. But Mike, we will see you at the show. If for some reason you haven't registered for the show, go to iseurope.org and you can use our code RavePubs and get free entry into the show. And you just heard the North Hall is the quickest way to get in, the North side, I should say. But Mike, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary.
With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and